Well, one of our it's obvious to anybody who knows us, one of our favorite days of the year, actually it only happens every other year, is when the OU presents the community fair. The community Jewish community home and home and job relocation fair happens on Sunday before Thanksgiving, the 24th of November. Circle it on your calendar. It happens at the Metropolitan Pavilion, 125 West 18th Street in New York City, between 6th and 7th Avenues. Over 60 communities from the U.S. and Israel are participating. It's free admission. Go to ou.org/fair, ou.org/fair. Rebbetzin Judy Steinig is Director of Community Services at the OU and is the fair coordinator for the Orthodox Union. Rebbetzin Judy Steinig, welcome back to JM and the AM.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. I love talking about different Jewish communities around this country, especially those that are growing. We know there are certain communities that are, you know, having a difficulty. They're on a downswing, and they're using the fair as an opportunity to really boost things up, which I get, and I'm certainly rooting for them. And there are certain communities that are just, you know, like at the top of the list, the places that people want to move to, that are doing well out there in terms of Jewish community growth. I find it fascinating sitting in this chair and finding out what's happening in Jewish communities around the country. And I know you share my passion in that you're also one who likes to travel to and observe and speak to different communities and see what's happening in their community.
Absolutely. I just got back from Houston, where I was over the weekend, and they come to the fair each time, and they are just exploding. It's amazing.
It's funny because there's certain communities that in certain circles are getting a reputation that you can't move there anymore. I'm not saying Houston's one of them, but it's funny that some communities are doing so well, and housing prices obviously start to go up a bit, et cetera, that people are saying that that may not be the place to move to anymore. And it's fascinating to hear different people's perspective on things as they look around for housing and schooling and synagogues and, you know, where they may want to bring up their families in the future. And you can attest to the fact that there are right around 60 communities from North America. There are others from Israel that are going to be participating. I mean, we're talking about a day at the OU Community Fair where people can quote-unquote, travel all around the world to great Jewish communities.
100%. It's a very, very exciting day. We look forward to seeing hundreds of people coming and then seeing later on where they end up. Sometimes they go a couple of times to the fair before they make these decisions. But the opportunity is wonderful. Each community invites you into to see what's going on. And we also recommend, of course, that people travel to the communities following
right.
to see what's there, because sometimes what you think is going to be there will be different. Sometimes it's 10 times better.
And
this is a serious decision, and we want people to really, you know, spend time on it.
And I'm going to go through some of the pitches that some of the communities have. And again, we can't do all 60. That's impossible, but you get my point. We'll do some of them just so people get an idea of the flavor and the taste that the community is trying to, you know, project to everybody out there in terms of what they have to offer. But in general, you know, there are many communities that offer tuition grants. There are many communities that offer shul membership breaks. There are many communities that offer types of synagogues you'll never find in the New York, New Jersey area. There are communities that offer, you know, amenities. You know, we think we have it all over here in this area. There are communities that offer amenities that we'd never see in this area. So remember, everybody, it's not just going and finding, you know, less expensive housing and, you know, more of a quality of life issue, but you're also going to find certain elements that you'll never find in our community here in the New York, New Jersey area. Yet, Judy Steinig, you do know that there are communities in New York and New Jersey who feel they fall into that category and are actually going to be presenting at the fair.
Absolutely. Many of our metropolitan communities, you know, feel that they are, and they certainly are, that out-of-town community in New York. So everybody coming to the fair has something to offer that's very special, and it certainly warrants, it depends on the people coming, what it is they're looking for.
It's all free, everybody. November 24th, Metropolitan Pavilion, the OU's 7th International Jewish Community Home and Job Relocation Fair, 125 West 18th Street in New York, between 6th and 7th Avenues. Go to ou.org/fair, OU.org/fair. Are you asking people to register, or are they just showing up?
No. They will definitely be registered by the time they are admitted. Our recommendation is to register in advance because hopefully it'll make the time that you take to get your badge a lot faster.
All right, so that's
register. Go to it right now. It takes about 3 seconds. Register as individuals, husband and wife separately. It'll take you about 2 minutes, and then you'll be online for quickly getting your badge because nobody enters the exhibition hall without a badge.
All right.
So we definitely recommend pre-registering.
OU.org/fair is where you register. OU.org/fair, and as you heard Representative Judy Steinig just say, if you're a family going together, register individually. Husband, wife, register individually. It'll make life a lot easier for everybody there at the fair. All right, so I'll give you some examples. Allentown, right? How are they pitching themselves? Allentown's in Pennsylvania. We're actually going to pass right by Allentown today on our way to Pittsburgh, another great community. So Allentown says that they are a typical out-of-town community, 60 minutes to Philly, 90 minutes to New York City, a couple hours from Baltimore and Washington. They're growing in number with many young families new to the area.
About a dozen have moved in the past couple of years.
A dozen families?
Yep. Including this past year. We were there this past summer. We did a community fair. My husband and I did a community fair road trip, and Allentown was our first stop. And they have a brand new rabbi, Rabbi Nissen and Hannah Andrews, who came in this past spring. He was previously in Calgary, Milwaukee, London. They're very enthusiastic and really brings, tremendous vitality to the community.
Very interesting. That's a big number for a community, a dozen families.
Absolutely. Wow. Yes, they are really working hard. There are tremendous amounts of job opportunities there. They said so much they can't fill them. So that, to me, says something to everybody here that is looking to move on in their careers. They definitely should give Allentown a chance. They just got this kosher food truck that's parked at the JCC. They are right near Muhlenberg College, so that also has different opportunities.
Yeah, people don't even realize that Muhlenberg has a whole kosher option over there, a big Hillel. It's a big-kept secret over there, or well-kept secret, I should
say.
We're
trying to get that secret out.
Yeah, I don't blame you because it's really a big, big treat when people realize what's available there on the college campus. It's funny. I must be thinking of Allentown from like 1990. I forget it's 30 years later and the communities grow and are so different than they used to be. They consider themselves diverse with Ashkenazim, Sephardim, and a range of religious observance. The Jewish day schools, their local community day school, financial assistance is available based upon income. They have busing programs to Philly for high school. Some, of course, use dormitories. When it gets to the high school years, they have a large A-roof. I don't know if they had one years ago. It's so unbelievable. Large A-roof covering houses ranging from the upper 100s and 200s, multiple apartment complexes, mikveh down the street from the main area, et cetera, et cetera. And the Lehigh Valley economy is at an all-time high, growing in multiple fields. The shul in Allentown is offering dues reductions for the first 2 years. The Jewish day school, JCC, both offer tuition assistance, making overall cost of living one of the most affordable in the Northeast. Now, that's a good pitch, and people will see that pitch at the fair.
There's also, you have to speak directly to the community, but there's also, I believe, tuition assistance somehow through Federation, and the state, Pennsylvania, is very, very helpful with tuition in the yeshivas. All the different Pennsylvania communities are benefiting from this. The details you can get, when you take a trip there, but it makes it just extremely affordable to try to be in a place that is not far from New York, but yet it's got that out-of-town feel.
Kyle Neufeld is the contact there. You can go to sonsofisrael.net. You can go to jewishlehighvalley.org. You can go to LV for Lehigh Valley, lvkosher.org. And they'll be at the fair, so you can check Allentown out. Then Richmond sent us a whole bunch of information regarding their pitch. They're going to be at the fair. It's Richmond, Virginia, Rebbetzin Steinig, correct?
Yes, I was there 2 years ago. Oh, my goodness. They have had over 40 new families have moved in the past couple of years. Many of them, some of them have actually been brought up in Richmond, love it so much that they get married, and then they come back to Richmond, which I think says something wonderful about the community. They have amazing, amazing tax credits for tuition that just saves people hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's, they have low income taxes, low property taxes. And I've seen the homes. They're beautiful homes. You certainly couldn't afford that in the New York area.
Where did these 40 families come from this area, from all around the country?
From all around. All around. They just,
I mean, I know you said that some stick around, the young people who get married stick around, but I'm wondering where the others came from.
And some of them brought their friends as well. It's just such a friendly, friendly place.
I didn't realize they have a boys and girls high school there.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
In fact, I know of people that have sent their children there from New York.
You know, it's a big thing. You know, it's one
child in a smaller place is just, you know, and it probably then brings the families down.
It's one thing to have a day school. And a lot of communities have, you know, historic day schools at this point. Once you have a high school, it's a big statement about your community, right?
Absolutely. Yes. No, that Richmond really is just on the move. Is again, another place with many, many different job opportunities. You go down south, of course, you get the wonderful meadows and the courtesy that I don't think many of us see now.
No double parking in Richmond?
Probably not. Probably you don't need to. I'm sure there's plenty of parking.
That's a good point, actually. Plus, of course, multiple choices in terms of shuls. They have a beautiful new mikveh there, an Eruv. Some of the basics that you need now in a community. If you're going to make a pitch, you need an Eruv at this point. And, of course, affordable prices. Richmond, Virginia is number two in the city that millennials are moving to. So they are becoming a younger city as well. Very interesting. JewishRVA.com. JewishRVA, I guess, for Richmond, Virginia. JewishRVA.com. Stuart Cantor and Rabbi David Asher are some of the people you could speak to in that community. And I assume, again, they and their representatives will be at the fair on the 24th of November. So people can check that
out. Absolutely. And they would love to have you come for a Shabbos. My kids were just there this past year. Beautiful, lovely, lovely, friendly community. We love Richmond.
South Bend, Indiana. Now, I remember when South Bend literally had no Torah atmosphere. And now look what it's become. A vibrant.
Oh, my goodness. It is absolutely a thriving Torah community. With just growing by leaps and bounds, they have tons of job opportunities, and they're also working on professional development for the people that are there. They said salaries are going to be a little bit less than what we're used to,
right?
But the cost of living is so much less that you're getting so much more for your dollar,
right? I mean, it's not strange to pay $150,000 for a beautiful home there.
100%, yes, absolutely, and with low property taxes. So,
and they also have a good state school voucher program. I didn't realize all these states that you're introducing us to this morning have all these great programs. Wow.
It certainly makes it. We know that there are so many people that once they, you know, you have children and you're working on tuitions. That's it. I mean, it is so painful. You go to some of these other communities that have really worked hard to do this, and your cost of living is so much better, you know, if you're getting some help in the tuition department.
South Bend is 90 miles from Chicago, 3 hours from Detroit, 4 from Cleveland. It is better centrally located than anybody thinks. They have their own kosher grocery with full line of everything you'd want. The updated Eruv, the mikveh, as we said, you got to have those these days. Otherwise, people won't even bother checking out the community. South Bend offers, according to what it says here, everything a frum family would need, with multiple minyanim, kollel, 3 fine schools. Wow, that's pretty cool. Including a high school, as I said earlier, when it comes to high schools, you know that the community is making a very, very big investment to the future. Nightly community-wide learning, shiurim, and a Torah spectrum of hashkafa represented throughout the entire community. Simon Springer is the contact in South Bend. Again, somebody who I'm suspecting will be at the OU's Jewish Community Fair. They have a website, movetojewishsouthbend.com. movetojewishsouthbend.com. And Rebbetzin Steinig, it sounds like you're impressed with the South Bend community.
Oh, absolutely. I'm hoping to get there this summer. That's the one of the ones that I haven't been to yet.
And then you just said you went to Houston, Texas. And Houston, Texas, some are already arguing that Houston, Texas is booming, that this is not a place where, you know, a dozen or two dozen families are moving in over a period of a couple of years, but where people are coming in by the throngs. What did you witness when you were down in Houston?
Oh, my goodness. In the past 6 months, 48 families have moved in.
Wow.
Now, one would think they would run out of homes.
Right.
Part of going to Houston, I got from several of their reps, I got a tour of the entire area. There's several different neighborhoods. And they are building big, beautiful homes in one area, brand new homes to accommodate all of these new families. I was just looking. I said, you know, I live in a row house in Two Gardens Hills. You could take half my row and put it into some of these houses. Just beautiful, super affordable. The schools are bursting at the seams, but they're building more. They have seven shuls.
Wow.
I